This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The chances of the Commanders playing an international game jumped again today, Danny. So there's already some thought that Washington might play outside of the United States against the Miami Dolphins because they play in Miami this year, road game, and the Dolphins have the Madrid game, which has already been announced. We don't know who they're playing. We just know that one of their home games is going to be against the Commanders. So you have a one in however many home games chance to be going to Madrid. And then I would say the chance is even a little higher than that because you're now an it team with an it quarterback, marketable. Now the league's going to want to squeeze every juice they can, every drop of juice they can out of Jaden Daniels and his crew, right? There's another game on their schedule that could end up being an international game. We found out today there's a report. It was originally in Spanish, but it's been translated here, that tomorrow we're going to get an announcement, apparently, that the LA Chargers are going to be hosting a game in Brazil on the opening Friday of the NFL season. So think about what this means.
AKA the Packers-Eagles game from this year.
Yeah. Day two of the year. Mm-hmm. So you have the Thursday night opener, which will be the Eagles and possibly the Commanders NFC Championship game. But you know, could be anybody of the great teams in the league as a showcase. We've seen Chiefs-Lions recently. Mm-hmm. Who'd the Chiefs open with this past season?
On Bengals?
Thursday? Ravens.
Ravens.
The game there you go. Right yep. there on the back
yep,
line.
Yep, yep. That's right.
The toe that was out. Or was it? It started the NFL season. So you're going to get the opening night game on Thursday night. The next day on Friday, you get the Chargers and possibly the Commanders in Brazil. Now, you're not going to have two of these. So it's not like they would go to Brazil to play the Chargers and to Madrid to play the Dolphins. And you very well could have zero of the two. But I think the chances that they go internationally with Jaden Daniels leading the way now and this team becoming maybe the it team in the league, you've got to say they're pretty good.
Yeah, hear me out on this. So in years past, it used to be they'd go, take the worst game, and we'll put it internationally. Because folks are so grateful for it. You know, the Jaguars and, you know, I don't know, when the Bears are bad, they'll play Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
They do that with the London games, but I don't think they did that with the one-off international, like, hey, we're going to Mexico. They're sending Tom Brady and the Patriots, you know, because it's like the first time you're ever having anyone over to your house versus the 15th. You're probably going to, like, maybe not stand up and greet them at the door the 14th time.
Right. So that's the other school of thought is that, is where they're going, hey, this is our next growth opportunity. The NFL is done, I would say it's saturated, but it's as close as you can be to a fully tapped vein in North America, really in the United States. So they want to grow it elsewhere. Let's use our best bullets. Let's grow our game with the young superstars. How about the guy whose jersey sold as much as anybody's ever has? And this is one of the it teams. I think that's the thing. I think it's a distinct possibility. In fact, I don't want to say it's likely, but I think it's right around 50-50 to me, not two out of nine.
Would you rather the Commanders play at Madrid against the Dolphins or at Brazil against the Chargers?
Madrid.
Any reason?
the stories about the extra security that were needed in Brazil were alarming to me. I didn't love that story. Remember the beginning of the season where like they had police escorts everywhere and it was like you can't go outside.
Well, a couple of the players came out and kind of talked about it and then quickly walked it back and were like, "Oh, we're just kidding. Sorry.
We love it here."
Exactly. Yeah. It was like, "This is actually one of the most secure locations. I really think the league should play here every weekend. I'm really happy to be in Brazil."
Yeah, what sights have you seen? Out my window, you can see. Yeah, I mean, so that's my answer. I would say Madrid, but neither is great for me, honestly. Like that Friday situation, now it's weird. These games count. It's so precious to me. Please don't screw us.
Old man radio time. You ready for it?
Go ahead, shoot.
I know your boy's in the minority. And of this show, the sad thing is slowly morphing more and more as an old person into you.
Yep.
Now your line moves too. Like your goalpost is moved. Mm-hmm. So like I am getting to where you were when we started the show together.
That's right. Yeah.
When you were probably a little older than me.
Mm-hmm.
But actually you were probably my age when we started the show together.
Yeah, just about. So you can do the math on that.
I'm getting there and you're now just like grandpa.
Yeah, wait till you hear what it's going to be like in 10 years. It'll be the same ratio, buddy.
But I'm the more adventurous of the two of us. Is that fair to say?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I did hold an alligator, for God's sake.
You certainly did.
By the way, Toby, Ryan, Darius, I held an alligator.
He held it.
You guys forget about that. Next time you say, "Oh, Granny's just one of these old dudes who doesn't do anything wild and crazy," remember that I held a GD living alligator. For God's sake, man. Have you talked to your loved ones about that? Like, did you bring that up to your girlfriend at all? That I held an alligator?
I did not, but you know what? Next time I will.
It's ridiculous. Toby, well, your mom visited, mm-hmm. Did you tell her Grant held an alligator?
Yeah, I was telling her as she's, you know, dealing with bombs and things going off around where she is at that Grant held an alligator and
damn.
She was really impressed.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Barked up that tree, didn't you?
Yeah, that's my bad. Toby's mom is like Jason Bourne, by the way. She's like, I don't want to say where, but she spends months on end in the most dangerous place on the planet currently.
Where it's like
you should have told her that I held an alligator.
An assassin comes and she beats him with a library book or a magazine. You know?
I mentioned it and she was thoroughly impressed.
By the way, when she got to come home for a short time, I don't want to get into too many details, was like right when things calmed down. Like that's how you know she is so important to everything.
She's hanging
on.
Out in a hot spot. trying to calm it down.
It's like, so now that it's calm for a little while, you get to come home and get away. And then it ramps back up and they're like, "We need you back."
Yeah.
By the way, do you know someone who held an alligator? I thought it was weird that they asked her that.
That's so strange.
Darius, has it come up at the Dameron house? I held a GD alligator.
So when we got picked up from the airport, my pops picked me up. And the first thing he said when I got in the car was, "Did Grant hold a goddamn alligator?"
Oh, Sheehan brought it up.
Yeah, because Sheehan brought it up. Where he's like, "So, a couple other things in Denton's notebook. The Terps, they're better than you think. And Grant held an alligator let me say this. It was alive and he held it in New Orleans."
Let's see, that checks Terps. Out. That checks out. That makes sense. Why
and
he would ask
snake
that.
Snake around the neck?
Yeah.
Don't forget that part.
Yeah, I didn't forget it.
What did this have to do with? Oh, yeah. How adventurous I am.
You're an adventurous guy.
Here we go. Back to how adventurous I am. I would never go watch an NFL game in Madrid or Brazil. I just have no interest. My travel interest right now is very low. It's very low, Danny. I would go to a game in London at this juncture.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that. I think I would go see a game like Ireland, parts of Europe think I could dabble into.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, on a 1 to 10 scale, we're under 5 in terms of leaving the United States of America to go watch sport right now. I'm in the minority. I get it. I just don't have that in me at this moment. Is that weird?
It's not at all. The Matt Hasselbeck. I mean the hassle. Now, if people are going to do it, they're going to see the Madrid game, and they're going, my pops and his lady, they were in Madrid a few weeks ago. They're all about it. I mean, he loves traveling to Europe. That's his bit. So they sit there with their head down for 6 months. They go to Europe for 3 weeks, as long as you can stay before you outstay your welcome. And he comes back with a head cold, and then they save up and do it again.
All right, let's play a game here. You got any game show music for me, Dad? Here's the game. Would I want to travel there for an NFL game? You're going to be the guesser.
Okay.
Okay? This is first blank. I'm either going to go or I'm not going to go to see an NFL game there. And if we could actually get who's best at research, I need to know how many hours it takes to fly there. Also, that's a very important factor.
Yep.
Because if it's longer than an hour, the chances might be I'm not
longer than an hour internationally.
Right. It lowers the chances.
I can't even get you to Virginia Beach that quick, dude.
Every single hour, the chances go down like 11%. That I want to fly.
So Australia, 21 hours, that's a no for
you? I will not be going to that game, I can assure you. Let's start with that one.
Okay.
You kind of just may have gotten your answer.
Yeah.
Australia. Would I go follow the Commanders to Australia?
You would not.
That is correct. I'm going to say that's a 20-hour flight.
That would be 22 hours from here to Sydney, Australia.
Why would anyone do that? How could anyone do that, by the way?
That's so many hours, dude.
But everything's going great in airplanes right now, right? No issues there?
Yeah.
22 hours in one? Sign me up. All right, Italy. Would I go cover the Commanders in Italy?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You should want to do this. Italy should be a bucket list. I've never been. It's one of my bucket list places to go. It's just so much pasta. It's so much bread. It's pizza. It's fresh. It's good food. I'm going to say you wouldn't do it. I'm going to say you wouldn't do it. I mean, that's a no.
You're wrong. I would love to go see the Commanders in Italy.
That would be an 8.5-hour flight from D.C. to Rome.
So we're not doing that,
see?
I can assure you.
Yeah.
Can I land somewhere and then take a train? I think I can. Can I do like a five? What's the shortest flight I can do and then train? Is that London?
It's hard to train from
Toby,
London.
Toby, you want to be my travel advisor there?
You land in Paris, which again is 6.5-7.
Now, to be clear, I want to land at an airport. I'd like to be on the ground in an airport, not like just the quickest you can get me down.
Yeah.
I need to be on land in Europe.
Well, by the time you land in Europe and then go somewhere to the train station and get on board a train and take it for a few more hours, you probably should just fly to Rome.
Nah. 8 hours in an airplane's too long. Can't do it.
So you could do 7 to Paris and then take a cab to Gare du Nord and then like a long train to somewhere in Italy?
I can't do anything at like 5.5, 6?
No.
You sure?
I mean, you could land in London, but then you got to get another plane.
Yeah. You sure?
It's an island kind of out there, dude. You got to do a little.
I can't do a boat?
Maybe you could boat to Italy.
Okay. A go fast boat and then come up in like.
Oh, it's a fast boat?
Yeah. Oh, like one of those cigarette boats.
Booking passage like you're a fugitive?
Yeah, why not? And then come up those little tiny, like, little alleys and hop off and have a little dinner right there. No, the little, what is that little town?
Yeah.
With the little water.
The Amalfi Coast there?
No, the little water in the town, the Italy town.
Yeah, my Venice.
Venice.
Yeah.
I'll just bring my little go-fast boat up the little Venice streams.
Go to Venice.
Why not?
Yeah.
All right. Thailand. Looking
no
for
shot.
Thailand.
That's around the world. That's literally it's opposite of us.
I've heard silly things about Bangkok.
Me too.
Heard the best things.
That would be a 20-hour flight. 20-hour flight.
Danny is correct.
Yeah, no
I will
shot
not
you
be
that.
Watching the Commanders in Thailand. What about France? Paris, France.
So
just had the Olympics.
You should want to go. You could do that in 6, I think. That one's closer. Again, delicious, great food. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to say yes to that one.
Danny's wrong. I would not want to go to France.
Thought
to
I had
see
that one.
I'm just, France is not on my radar. I'm not that interested in it.
7 hours is what I got here.
Seven? I mean, the seven I could probably deal with, but it's...
But you landed Charles de Gaulle, and that airport sucks.
Greece. Maybe the Commanders are in Athens for some reason.
It's a little further. I'm going to say, again, you should want to go. Great food again. Some beach time. I know you're a big beach guy. That's a joke. He's not. I'm going to say no to that one.
Danny's wrong again.
Damn it.
You're really bad at this.
I am terrible at it.
I'd be steamed up to go see Giannis's birthplace.
That'd be an 11-hour flight for you.
It's 11, Grant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I told you it's further.
Is there a way to do that without that much flying? Like, can I do the train thing there or no?
Yeah, this train thing is fascinating to me.
I'm a big train guy.
Yeah.
If I could train all the way there, I would do that.
The whole way from D.C. to Greece?
I think that it works.
There's lots of water around it. Maybe you can boat to it.
That's the issue, yeah. Is yeah. The plane and
so
the water.
So much watering, yes. Yeah.
I like staying above that ground. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Oh, is that the coast? Let's veer to our left.
So I think I'm right that you wouldn't do it because it's so far.
No, I'm going to do Greece.
Wow.
I it's just too beautiful. Everybody, everything, just too pretty. I'll do that one.
Okay.
The United Kingdom, I already told you I would do.
You would do that, yes.
We're going to London. Mm-hmm. How about Portugal? Portugal. Would I go watch the Commanders in Portugal?
Portugal is your first landfall there in Europe. If they were in Lisbon or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. You'd be wrong again.
Unbelievable.
You are on a cold streak. I don't know anything about Portugal. It's just not really something that I'm looking forward to doing.
Do you have to know something about the country to want to go?
Oh, yeah. I've got to be in.
Okay.
I've got to want to go there.
You got to be into it?
Yeah.
7-hour flight.
Yeah. That's the closest.
Thank you. Did we do Australia? I think we did.
You did 22. That's a no.
Germany. My wife's all in on Germany.
Why is she all in on Germany?
She loves Oktoberfest. She had a girl live with her when she was a little girl from Germany to go to school with her. What are those? Foreign exchange students?
Oh, yeah.
She had one
of
the like friendly girl that she still keeps in touch with, pen pals with. Would I want to go to Germany?
I've been wrong every time. So my instinct is no. So I'm going to say yes.
No. You're wrong again.
I was right about that one.
I'm not a Germany guy, I guess. I wouldn't want to see a football game there.
That's a 7-hour and 45-minute flight to Germany.
Well, if you'll get the air currents, it could be more efficient.
Let's do one more. I'll do two more. China.
No.
You don't
There's
think I'd
no
want to
way.
Go to China?
Again, it's the furthest. It's almost as far as it can be. You wouldn't do that.
I would. No, I'm just kidding. Danny's right. I would not want to go watch football in China.
18 hours from here to Beijing.
That's longer than I would have thought. I would have thought China's not that far away.
No, you got to update that file.
Pretty close?
It's the opposite of us.
And lastly, this will be the last one I do. How about the Netherlands? Amsterdam situation.
Again, this is a should be yes. Should be yes. A lot of French fries. I'm going to say no.
You're wrong.
Damn it.
I get steamed up for the Netherlands. Big Amsterdam guy.
Big Amsterdam guy?
Big Amsterdam.
What do you like about it?
I just want to go to Amsterdam.
Do you?
Yeah, the movie Eurotrip was awesome. I thought Amsterdam was pretty cool.
That's one of the big reasons for tourism, I think. A lot of people saw Eurotrip and wanted to go.
Saying, this isn't where I parked my car. Daris.
That one is 7.5 hours nonstop from D.C.
Actually, that might be my one seed. That or Italy. Ireland's not on this list, but Ireland's up there too. I'll go see the Commanders. Let me know when they play in one of those locations.
Ireland, Scotland, something like that you could do.
How about you? You got to go to Madrid or you got to go to Brazil?
Madrid.
You're going to Madrid.
Yeah, I would. I went to Barcelona in my younger years, and I loved it.
I don't know why it ricks me when people do that.
Dude, you have to do it. You can't just say Barcelona. They go, no, Barcelona. I'm like, is it?
But that's what they call it. When you do it just every day,
oh, it's
that's going to get to me. Well,
yeah, because like I stayed in Barceloneta, inside Barcelona.
You didn't, though.
I did. It was southern Barcelona, right?
No,
it
stop
is.
Doing
I'm telling
that.
You where it is. You
stop.
Can't get mad at me.
Stop it.
You're
where
Mr. Correct.
Stay?
I'm a journalist. Right. I try to, like, this is the correct pronunciation.
Here Barack Obama all of a sudden going, Qatar. My daughters traveled with me to Qatar.
I stayed in the neighborhood, is what it's called.
Yeah.
Barceloneta.
Stop
in
it.
Barcelona.
I hate you right now.
I'm just telling you where it was.
Seriously.
You get as upset as you
say
want.
Barcelona, real.
Barcelona.
Oh, I hate you.